checking into our Wednesday talk around. Good morning. Not the clouds keeping us company here, 61 degrees. My name is Dablo here in the Morning Hunt, and once a month we talk with this guy, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Scott Nicholson in this
Thank
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you in.
Good to be here.
Have you slept at all this week? You got a huge event tomorrow night.
I've had moments of, we'll say, extended naps.
Rest?
Yeah, moments of rest. but yeah, it is. It's go time.
Are you ready for this, Scott?
Just about.
Going to be huge.
Yep. Oh yeah. It's going to be nice. We've got our 100+ people showing up. Mm-hmm. We had to give a number to the caterer a couple weeks ago, right? They need to prepare food. They need to order linens, all that. I get it. But we sold out of that number, and they were able to get us a handful extra. So we have a few left. We're going to probably be around 120 seated guests, plated meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about going to that, you better call me.
Jump on it.
You better call me because we shut off the online ability to buy tickets. The other morning, I was still getting tickets coming in while I had exceeded my first number,
and I hadn't confirmed if
I could get more yet. So I was a little bit rocky that morning. But we've got plates for everybody right now. There's just a few left, so if you're thinking of going, reach out to me, and we'll get you a spot.
And folks, we're talking Power of 100. We jumped right in the middle.
Yeah,
we did.
We jumped right in. That's how excited we are.
We're excited.
We're wound up.
Yes.
Yeah, so Power of 100, Richland Wilkin Community Foundation. We've been doing this for, I think, 5 or 6 years now, and it's really just turned into a wonderful platform for us to not only tell our story about who we are, Richland mm-hmm. Wilkin Community Foundation, but it allows us to highlight the nonprofit network that we work with. And today we have a special guest, Becky DeVries with Three Rivers Crisis Center.
I love seeing her come in.
That
smile, man, turns my morning around. Yep. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well and busy at the Crisis Center, you were saying?
We are, yes.
So what is your role in all of this? Tell me about it.
So we are one of the three nonprofits that's being highlighted at the Power of 100 tomorrow night. And Three Rivers Crisis Center, we provide assistance to survivors of domestic violence, sexual violence, and child sexual abuse for Richland County. One of our programs that we have is called Pencils Plus, the Rich and Wilkin School Supply Drive. And that is the program that we're focused on for the Power of 100. We collect and pull together 600 backpacks for students in Richland and Wilkin counties every year. We've been doing this since 2021. And it costs about $8,000 every year to do this. If you think about just getting the basics for your kids on their school supply list, it can get pretty intimidating. And when you have 4, 5, and 6 kids, it can be overwhelming. And if we can help to alleviate some stress now, that will prevent violence down the road. So we look at this as a prevention program. And so we're fortunate to be able to be highlighted tomorrow evening.
That is a nice tie-in. And man, over 600, you said? That
is 600 backpacks. We upped it. We were at 500 the first couple of years, and then now we're up to 600 because the need was there.
Do you see that number going up?
We do. Okay. We do, yes. And what's really nice is that even if we do have some backpacks left over after the distribution, which is usually in early August, then counselors are telling new students to the school, if they don't have school supplies, to contact us. And so we have that association with the school districts.
Holy smokes. You do such incredible work down
Thank
there,
you.
Too. And Scott, got to be great to be, to have groups like Three Rivers Crisis Center in the running here.
It is. It's incredible. The work that they do. I mean, we should kind of go back. A lot of this is legacy old United Way stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We used to have very active United Way in Richland and Wilkin counties, and when the landscape of charitable giving changed and it forced them to reassess how they were going to function, that's when they kind of joined forces with us at the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation. And we took on kind of some of the fundraising aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't pick up all of the labor that was necessarily associated with these projects. So thank goodness for Three Rivers Crisis Center picking up that side of it. I don't know if you've ever seen the pictures of the effort that it takes to put this together, the piles of school supplies and the volunteers that come together to organize it so that every backpack is fitted correctly, mm-hmm. got the right stuff in there. Cause I mean, that's a lot of organization, and then just the pile, I mean, 600 backpacks. is, I mean, that's a huge number.
Becky, so, do you still need volunteers, or will you take volunteers if people want to help out?
Yep, we'll always take volunteers. Usually towards the end of July, we'll have a sign-up genius that we put out for individuals to help.
Okay.
This past year, we were very fortunate. We had all of our slots that were filled. We had a couple of shifts that were filled by the Red River Human Services crew. So it's a team effort, and we couldn't do it without the volunteers.
Well, and Scott, I'm going to direct this to you. Are you amazed at this community always willing to step up and help out with stuff like this? It's like, yeah, I'll do it.
It might sound like a bit of a broken record, but, you know, by now you'd think I'd be kind of immune to it, because they just every time this community just rises to the occasion.
Yeah, what can
over,
we do?
Over
yeah.
and over again. Especially if we can mask fundraising as some kind of a fun social event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in. We've got a very loyal fan base that love to come to these Power of 100 events. We're seeing a lot of new names this year, folks who have not checked it out. So excited for them to get to see what the event is like. We got just an incredible evening. So in addition to Three Rivers Crisis Center, Bio Girls are going to talk about their programs and the work that they do to help, young women. The Active Living Committee is going to talk about their effort to, raise money for more pickleball courts. So we're kind of covering, a lot of different geography. We're covering both Richland and Wilkin counties. We're covering the full range of ages, from elderly down to youth. It's everything from enhancements to survivor services. So it kind of encapsulates what we do at the foundation.
Yeah.
Where, we are a resource for people that are charitably inclined. They give to us, and then our advisory committee decides how should we redistribute, these funds in the form of grants. And
right.
It's a really wonderful evening. Beautiful meal planned. Rick Adams is our entertainer. He'll be fun. The venue, oh my gosh, if you haven't been in it, this is a great chance to see it. It's just... I'm overwhelmed. It's awesome.
And again, if people still want to go,
but I
would jump on that today.
Yeah, go reach out to me. My direct dial is 701-892-2007. We've got a handful of tickets left. If we do sell out, or if you can't make it, if you've got a conflict, it's a Thursday at the Athletics or whatever it is, you can still contribute. You can buy votes to kind of help sway the allocation of which of the three groups is going to walk away with the more money.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some folks buy some absentee votes and say, hey, I can't be there, but I really want to support, this
right.
group. Put my two votes in for them. And so we've got some of those. You could go to our website and find that, or call me and I'll help you get there. Really excited. It's coming soon. It's right around the corner.
Making the giving of fun,
what
the foundation's all about. Folks, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up here? Big event tomorrow night out in Colfax, Power 100.
Becky, anything?
Becky?
Oh, thank you very much. Yep. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. Great to have you both in here. Scott, looking forward to our conversation here in October. It's 9:15 right now at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Mm-hmm.